It's 78 degrees right now. Some clouds all around St. John's County. Expect a good chance of rain today. We've got about an 80% chance that we're going to have a thundershower at some point this afternoon. 60% chance of rain tomorrow, Saturday, and a 50% chance of rain on Sunday. It all dries out on Monday. Hey, joining me here live on the studio line, we're privileged. We have Dr. Vincent Caracciola with us, and he is with First Coast Heart and Vascular on the island here in St. Augustine. Doctor, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you very much. And I guess there are worse things that for your heart in terms of eating than a smoothie, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Just having a conversation with my wife this morning about some muffins that she bought. And, you know, historically, we think something as benign as a muffin is good. And we started to look at the saturated fat content and preservatives and so forth. And, you know, she was shaking her head and just couldn't believe it.
It's amazing when you start looking at the carb and sugar contents. I know there was a study that was out yesterday that's been all over the news wires about obesity in America and how obesity is becoming quickly one of the leading causes of death for people over the age of 40.
Absolutely. We're seeing it younger and younger, and you look no further than just, you know, at our kids, and you go back to the pictures of us when we were kids, and the sizes of children are very different, and the general appearance of adults as we work harder and longer and have more stress.
Absolutely. That's Dr. Vincent Caracciola once again, and obviously he is a cardiologist with First Coast Heart and Vascular Center. You can call 423-0010 to schedule a consultation with Dr. Caracciola or any of the other physicians at First Coast Heart and Vascular. They're in a beautiful new facility, modern facility right there on State Road 312, right when you go over the intercoastal and get onto the island. And they'd love to meet with you. Dr. Caracciola, I know one of the results of this obesity study is that they're saying that if this plays out, that for the first time in many generations, there could be a reversal in life expectancy, that these young people who are obese now could contribute to people down the road not living as long as we live today.
Yes, and you know, that's really disconcerting, because as I talk with my patients all the time, there's no excuse with all the advantages we have here in the United States that we don't treat certain conditions, and whether it's high blood pressure or the fallout from obesity that could include other diseases like diabetes. You just have to prevent it up front and then just enjoy life, because it's not only about longevity, it's about the quality of life as somebody with diseases like obesity has as they age. They're, you know, for anything from orthopedic-related arthritic conditions and the pain syndromes that they have from that, sleep apnea and the complications from that spill over into the cardiovascular world. It just becomes the epicenter of just disease itself, and it not only shortens life, but really diminishes quality.
Once again, that's Dr. Vincent Caracciola, and you can learn more about him, read his bio, by going to firstcoastheart.com, firstcoastheart.com, and there you can learn more about him and his partners at First Coast Heart and Vascular. And doctor, you know, we have a lot of women listeners who are over the age of 45, just because we play a lot of 60s, 70s, and 80s music. Women seem to be increasingly at risk for, you know, heart attacks and the like. There seems to be some data out there that indicates that women sometimes, you know, will have the symptoms of a heart attack but not recognize them, or just, you know, sort of say, well, that's related to stress or heartburn, even more so than men. Has that been your experience in your practice?
Absolutely, Kevin. You know, everybody explains symptoms differently, and I think the way women explain their symptoms and the way their symptoms manifest are completely different than the time-honored thought that heart attack was the elephant sitting on the chest. It could be anything from discomfort from the jawline all the way down to the belly button, and it can be in the back and the shoulders and the arms, the elbows, the fingers. And my experience with my female patients is they'll come and seek help for complaints like this a lot more readily than men will. So men tend to have the more typical symptoms of a classic heaviness on their chest when they're having problems. Women tend not to have that as their only manifesting complaint, but women tend to seek help more readily than men do.
Why do you think that is? Just because they're used to taking care of others?
I think it's a combination of things. I think women are plugged into the medical system earlier in life, specifically with their OBGYN doctors, and I think they're used to going to the doctor and sharing their complaints with their physicians. And I think men, you know, at least in our culture, you know, are taught more to, you know, push through pain, whether it's something that they learned earlier in life through sports or something else. And they tend to, in my experience, show up a little bit later than women do. And, and that could be a huge disadvantage, especially when you're having a heart attack. And heart is muscle. And I'm sorry, time is muscle when you're having a heart attack. And when you wait, you lose heart muscle. And that's why if you think you're having symptoms that could represent a heart attack, as I just explained, the sooner you get help, the better chance you have at, number one, surviving, and number two, preserving as much heart muscle as possible. So you can come out of that heart attack and live longer, because if you, the more heart muscle you save after a heart attack, the better your prognosis is.
That's Dr. Vincent Caracciolo, and he once again is with First Coast Heart and Vascular. He is a cardiologist. You can schedule a consultation with him or any of the other physicians at First Coast Heart and Vascular by calling their number right here in St. Augustine on the island, 423-0010. That telephone number again, 423-0010. You can also go to Facebook and type in First Coast Heart and Vascular, and you're going to get there as well. When we come back in just a quick second, we're going to play a little music. We'll be right back with Dr. Caracciolo. We're going to ask him about baby aspirin and the value of that, so stay tuned.
Thank you.